This weekend, we went to a festival, little baby festival, because I've got baby kids, well, not babies, but 8-year-old in the mix, and it was just called the Strawberry Fields Festival in Leicestershire, and it's been going about a couple of years now. I think this is its third year, and the Charlatans were playing, and I grew up at that time, during the 80s, culminating at university in the late 80s, where Charlatans, Stone Roses, Happy Mondays and Spiral Carpets, particularly the Spiral Carpets, were my favourite bands, and I'd seen them loads. Well, Blur after that, actually, to be fair. I'd seen them loads, and I thought we'd go along and have a look. So we took our tribe, Daisy was already there, our 18-year-old, she was camping over with her mates, minus Max, who was a bit embarrassed to be seen with his parents. We took everybody else, and we had an amazing time, actually. It was really, really good. And yeah, the Charlatans were fantastic, as you'd expect them to be. I'm just letting my chickens and ducks out, we don't mind doing two things at once. And the Charlatans were fantastic, and it did take me right back there. And I've not danced as much for ages, actually. Slight strain dancing with an 8-year-old on your shoulders. But the thing that amazed me the most were a couple of things. Firstly, there were some really fantastic... All the ducks are out. There were some really, really fantastic young bands. Young Knives were really good. CC Smugglers were my favourite. They were amazing. Kind of skiffily... Oh, they weren't rockabilly, but there was a lot of double bass action going on. Bluesy, skiffily, really, really young lads playing really, really old music. And actually, it was just a joy to see. It really, really was. Cuban Brothers, man alive. Okay, they got the award for the most inappropriate comments of an extreme sexual nature and partial nudity during an afternoon session at a family festival. But I've not laughed as much for some time. They were absolutely stonking and out of this world. And it felt really odd going to a festival sort of 3 miles from your house, because we didn't sleep over. We came back. I would sleep over next time, because the drinking beer is a really great thing to do, but when one of you can't because you've got to drive back, it's a bit frustrating. It did feel really strange going to somewhere local, but you don't have to travel far to have a really, really good time, and it's really easy to dismiss these things as not relevant because you're older. You know, 43 there, 44 in a couple of weeks, and too old to do all that kind of stuff. Actually, it was fucking marvellous. Loved every minute of it. Oh, the other thing that struck me, and this is the old man creeping in, the amount of bloody rubbish everywhere. Kids just leave their shit. They'll have a picnic with all their mates or some food, and then they'll just decide that what they want to do next is walk away. They just leave it there. Fucking unbelievable. Have a word. So apart from that, bloody marvellous. Absolutely. Sodding marvellous weekend. So thoroughly recommend that festival. But any festival, anything, do anything that you feel vaguely uncomfortable doing, and your life will get richer because of it. All right, bye.